Today will be dedicated to empathy, to the art of listening, which is for me exactly the same like we did last week. Like last week, we were practicing how to peel the onion to get in touch with what is actually the deeper layer of authenticity in me so I can speak from there. And if I speak from there, people tend not to attack me back or not to defend themselves. There is something about the power of vulnerability that is bringing people together. So this is what we practice, to connect with our deeper layer of authenticity and to share from there. And today we're going to do exactly the same, just in the other direction. How in listening, how I can peel the onion of the other person so that no matter how people speak with me, I imagine it ever happened to you that people were speaking to you in painful ways, in ways that were painful for you or that you didn't like, which happened to me every day. Like every day people speak to me in ways that are painful for me or bringing all sorts of triggers in me. And for me, it's such an art how to put certain ears and to hear their beautiful message no matter how they express it, or to hear what they really try to say, even if they use a tragic language to say it. This is what today will be dedicated to. And I like to start really with the very base of empathy, which is, for me, empathy before anything is to do nothing. It's like not to do something. People who practice NVC and get to know the art of guessing feelings and needs become a new thing to do. I will guess your feelings and needs. But for me, empathy first and most is to relax, is to be human, is to do nothing, is just to be touched by the humanity of the other person, and to offer space and attention. It's really a miracle what the power of attention, the power of me choosing to look at you and listen to you, how transformative it is. I think it's Carl Rogers that said that the biggest gift you can ever give to another human being is your presence. Not your advice, not your knowledge, not your personal experiences. You're actually looking at them. We were in an NVC gathering a while ago with 150 people in a circle. And then one child came to his mother. And his mother, by chance, was a trainer. And he was very restless. He was kind of jumping on her lap and kind of going down. And then his mother asked from the circle, 150 people, "Would you be willing just to be present with my child? Not to do anything, just to be present. Something is going on with him and I don't know what's going on for him." So we were all silent for maybe 3-4 minutes. And the child was speaking Swedish. So he was saying things to his mother. And his mother was every now and then just translating what he was saying. And she said, "He's repeatedly saying, 'Mom, I cannot see myself. I cannot see myself. I cannot see myself. I cannot see myself.'" And he was very restless, kind of jumping. And then slowly it kind of calmed down. And then he said something in Swedish and he left the room. And then she was translating it and she said, "Now," he said, "thank you, Mom. Now I can see myself." And he went back to play with his friend. And I don't know what will happen with this child, but just that capacity to, like, when people see me, then I can see myself. And I cannot imagine a biggest gift that anyone can give me to support me to see myself. So this is what I would like to start with in a very, very simple way. In a duet of one person is just offering attention, no advice, no reassurance, no storytelling, just your presence. Just the fact that you choose to offer your attention to that person is already creating a lot. And the person who share, it's an opportunity to practice radical honesty of revealing what is actually there. Very often there are these two layers. You know, what I'm like thinking what to say that will be interesting for the other person, or actually doing nothing and start to reveal what is actually there. Your depression, your shame, your uncomfortableness, your joy, your celebrations. And for me, it's to walk to the unknown, because I don't know. One of the phenomena with human beings is that they are changing every 2 seconds. Every moment I'm changing. So I'm just revealing what it is in me now, because I don't know where I'm going. So revealing what is, revealing authenticity, whatever it is. Also, if it's shameful or if it's weird to say or scary, whatever is there moment by moment. So that for me, that's the base, that empathy is to do nothing, is just to relax and offer my presence to another person. That's where I start and where I fall back into over and over and over again. Whenever I notice that when I listen to people, it starts to be an effort. Then I come back. My job is to do nothing. I don't need to do anything. My only job is just to look at them, to offer them my attention, and then to see where they are going. And empathy, it's an art of following people where they want to go instead of leading them. There are so many techniques of listening that are guiding people, leading people. And I'm amazed by the power of following. Actually, how intelligent people become when you give them attention. People are very intelligent. They know themselves much better than you. Everything that somebody is sharing with you, it's something that was never here before. It's a newborn child with so much delicacy and specificity. And I want to meet the specificity of what people are sharing with me now instead of immediately bringing my own past experience and tell them what they should do in order to be better.